I spent several days this month in Ohio, in the area around the McGee Marsh, attending the Black Swamp Bird Observatory's biggest week in American Birding Festival. The McGee Marsh is world famous for concentrating migrating warblers. I was there at the beginning of migration when yellow-rumped and palm warblers were everywhere, but other warblers were surprisingly abundant too. I'd never seen so many bay-breasted warblers before. They even let me take a few photos. Prothonotary warblers nest right near the boardwalk cutting through the marsh, and they gave me lovely photo ops. I also had excellent luck with a black-throated blue warbler and one roosting common nighthawk who was extremely cooperative. But my best photo op of all, in terms of the quality of the photos, was of an American woodcock that was feeding and resting in the mucky, wet forest floor just a few feet from the boardwalk as dozens of people watched and photographed the little guy. The birds living near the boardwalk get used to the concentration of people and are surprisingly complacent about the hubbub, so I had a grand opportunity to test out a brand new camera lens. My favorite photo op of all was of an uncooperative male cerulean warbler who did exactly what cerulean warblers do. He stayed almost entirely in the canopy, allowing mostly shots from beneath. I got a few marginal photos of him where you can at least tell he's got a face. But my favorite shot of all shows him pooping. I guess my days as a junior high teacher affected me more profoundly than I'd suspected. Oddly enough, one of my friends, Kurt Ron, just happened to be standing in exactly the right place at the right moment to get splatted on by that very poop. Photos of all these birds and events of great or questionable value, depending on your viewpoint, are on my blog, as are all recent transcripts of For the Birds. You can also find all my photos of any given species by entering the species name in the Search Birds box on any of my website pages at lauraerickson.com. Poop shots or no, McGee Marsh is a national treasure of the highest order. It's a critical stopover spot for many thousands of neotropical migrants, giving them a safe place to rest and feed during their arduous journey. It's also a superb place for some species to nest. As I said, a few pairs of prothonotaries nest there, and it's the only place I've ever found and photographed a yellow warbler on her nest at my eye level without disturbing her. The biggest week is sponsored by the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, a small nonprofit member organization that fights tirelessly to protect migratory birds along Lake Erie. For such a small group, they've been surprisingly effective, mainly because of a winning combination of passion, authoritative knowledge, and focus. The shores of Lake Erie have long been known to serve as a migration stopover, and so Kimberly Kaufman has led the Black Swamp Bird Observatory's fight against wind farms along that specific shoreline, while carefully keeping the focus not on wind power itself, but where it belongs, on turbine design and siting. There are places where wind farms kill very few birds where they can be justified, even as we work to develop turbine designs that don't kill our precious wildlife. I'm proud to support the Black Swamp Bird Observatory because of the important work that small organization does to protect many of my favorite birds, to promote young birders, and make birding more inclusive among adults, and to provide such important educational opportunities. I'm already looking forward to next year's Biggest Week Festival. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.